Welcome back to the show. It's Todd Zwillick today, and we've been asking you how you've been spending this week between Christmas and New Year's.
Elizabeth from Philadelphia, and I'm spending my vacation with my son. Playdates and museum trips, plus doctor appointments and haircuts. Looking at work email, but not responding.
If you've had this last week off, count yourself lucky. Get this, less than a third of American office workers are on vacation this week, according to a survey from the staffing firm Robert Half. And among those who are technically out of the office, 60% are checking email and catching up on end-of-year work anyway, according to that survey. Now, we've been hearing from some of you who are slogging away at the office this week.
My name is Irene Romanowitz, and I'm calling from Salem, New Hampshire. I'm actually working, but it doesn't appear that very many other people are. I'm getting a lot of opportunities to leave voicemails and out-of-office cues from emails. So it's kind of a quiet week.
And we got this message from Raleigh, North Carolina. We're supposed to have a lighter workload, but our project manager is a workaholic, so we end up working full-time anyway. You know, it doesn't have to be this way, and on the other side of the world, it isn't. Norwegians have a word for the week between Christmas and New Year. They call it romjul. It means half holy, but it's all holiday. In Norway, no one even bothers trying to work during romjul. Michael Booth is author of The Almost Nearly Perfect People Behind the Myth of the Scandinavian Utopia. Michael Booth, welcome to the program.
Hi, hello.
On this week or off this week?
Oh, on. I'm freelancer, Todd, so I work all the time.
Oh, sure. You don't have
very un-Scandinavian.
You don't have the romjul option. So what are people doing in Norway on this week between Christmas and New Year's?
Well, as little as possible. First of all, they'll take back all the presents they opened and were disappointed about, but try to conceal their disappointment about. So that all happens kind of yesterday and the day before. Then they might go do a bit of cross-country skiing, maybe make a gingerbread house, loaf around, eating the Christmas, you know, remains from the meal, that kind of stuff. It's a much more informal period because in Scandinavia, Christmas is quite a formal event and celebration. So these are the days when they really relax. And absolutely, you're right. There'll be no emailing. There'll be no checking phones and, you know, nothing of that. They're really off the grid now.
No, that sounds nice. Is this more of an artifact of the subculture in Europe that seems to take work a little less stringently than Americans? They get a lot more vacation than we do. None of this two-week business. Or is this a tradition with a longer history?
Well, it's very much an extreme in Norway because they've been stinking rich, right, for the last four decades since they struck oil in the early 70s. And this has had a direct impact on their work ethic. They have longer holidays than almost anyone else in the world. They take more sick leave than anyone else in the OECD. They've really taken their foot off the gas in Norway. So romjul has become just another one of those pauses in the work-life balance that they think they've got absolutely perfect.
And that they think they've got coming to them, apparently.
Well, yeah. I mean, and also when you earn, you know, $70,000, that is the average wage for some working for the national oil company Statoil. If you earn any more, you're going to be taxed at about 50%. So there's no point in working those extra few days.
We should point out that during this time of year, romjul or not, time off or not, it's dark in Norway. I mean, it must get dark at 2 p.m. I don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. Depending on where you are, Norway's a very long country, but the further north you go, it will be dark at 2, absolutely. Really high in the north, it won't get light at all. But that doesn't stop them. I mean, you know, they're used to that. So they just wrap up warm and they strap on their skis and they'll go out into the countryside. They're extremely outdoorsy, the Norwegians, and it doesn't matter what time of year. And this is a peak period for their outdoorsy enjoyment.
Now, what about Oslo, where most of the population lives? I suppose it's different for the very young. Are they driven out of the city to the cabins to go fishing in the fjords, cross-country skiing, or are they going into the clubs late night, all night, since it's dark all the time?
Well, Oslo is very, very connected to nature, actually, even though it's the capital city and maybe a third of the people live there. You can be on the ski slopes in 20 minutes. So, no, people in Oslo are just as connected to the outdoors. As for the kids, they're perhaps a little bit more well-off in Oslo, a little bit more cosmopolitan. So I guess there'll be a bit of clubbing and a bit of shopping and some more bar life than maybe if you were up in the Arctic Circle. But they all know how to get straight out into nature and enjoy it.
These poor Norwegians, do they straggle back zombie-like, stumbling back into work the day after New Year's? Or are they right back to work? Is the culture, you know, you had the week off and now you're getting back into it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're extremely serious when it comes to work. They work fewer hours, but when they do work, they're very efficient and very effective. Hangover is no excuse in Scandinavia for not working. No way.
Now, you may know, Michael Booth, we do not take notes from Europe in this country. There's old Europe and the way they do things, and there's the good old American work ethic. But I'm going to ask anyway if there's any advice that we Americans who work too much, email too much, check the iPhone too much, even on vacation, if there's any advice we can take from our Norwegian friends here.
Scandinavians look upon Americans as if you're stuck in the 50s or something. They think you're insane. They think you work far too much. They kind of can't really understand the way of life in America. It's so alien, particularly in a country like Norway, where they don't have to do that much. There's a fantastic safety net, a great welfare state that takes care of them if they lose their job or they get sick or they get old. So they're born into this amazingly safe, secure, well-heeled society without a care in the world, right? And then they cruise into a job and earn $70,000 without doing that much. They don't really understand what's driving you guys. And I mean, you really have the two polar opposites here in terms of work-life balance, don't you, between the States and Norway.
America, Norway thinks you're insane. And who's right? They're not working this week. And you are. Michael Booth is author of The Almost Nearly Perfect People, Behind the Myth of the Scandinavian Utopia. Michael Booth, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, a lot of you have been talking about how you're spending this week between Christmas and New Year's. From Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I'm a teacher, and this is the one time of year that I take for myself work-free. I'll start refresh next year. From Detroit, Michigan, I'm on vacation, but the thought of returning to 300-plus emails is not comforting, so I plan to check in this weekend to prepare for Monday.
Hi, this is Casey in Riverton, New Jersey. I've been working, but mostly laying low, eating chocolate, and trying to recharge.
This is Andrew from Portland, Oregon. I'm a bartender, so I've been working for the last week, but a lot of people seem to only be quote-unquote working because we've been a little busier this last week, and people seem like they're in a pretty celebratory mood. So happy New Year.
We got this from Danbury, Connecticut. My immediate family always celebrates Christmas by ourselves. Then we spend the week between Christmas and New Year's visiting extended family and celebrating the holidays with them. No work for any of us. And hey, you know who has Norwegian Romjul this week? No work. John Hockenberry. You know who spent it working? Me, this guy. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you, though. Don't get me wrong. We always want to hear from you. 8778-MY-TAKE is our number. There's much more at the website over at thetakeaway.org.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.